NWP Radio.
You're listening to NWP Radio, a production of the National Writing Project.
NWP.
Welcome, listeners. This is NWP Radio, a production of the National Writing Project. Today we're talking with George Ella Lyon, former poet laureate of Kentucky, and Julie Landsman, retired teacher and author of A White Teacher Talks About Race, about their I Am From project. I'm your host, Tanya Baker, at the NWP in Berkeley, California. Tonight we're talking about a project that was begun this spring and will continue through April 2018. It's the I Am From project, hosted by Julie Landsman and George Ella Lyon. Tonight we're so excited to talk to George Ella Lyon and Julie Landsman about this project. Thank you both for joining us tonight.
You're welcome.
I was really excited when you reached out to the Writing Project to tell us about this project, and I'm really looking forward to talking to you about it tonight. First, Julie, can you tell me how you came up with this idea?
Well, it was February 2017, and just a few months ago, and I was teaching a class, a workshop on race, culture, and equity, and I used the I Am From, Where I'm From prompt to get people ready to talk about who they were and how they identified in their own lives. And it ended up going on for much longer than I had planned, because everybody was so involved in sharing what they had learned and then extrapolating from that about things they could think about around race and culture. And a man came up to me after the workshop was over, it was about 3 hours, and he said, "You know, that I Am From piece touches everything about us, really." And it was really one of the most profound pieces I've heard used or seen used in any of these conferences. So, and I was working with artists. They were dancers, poets, musicians, teaching poetry, and they were going into schools. And so I was going for a walk the next day, and I'd been very discouraged, really, about what was going on in our new administration in D.C. And I said to my husband, "Wouldn't it be great to have a huge gathering of people in Washington, D.C. reading I Am From poems?" And I tracked down George. I couldn't believe that George would respond and we'd get together. So I just emailed her, and right away she got back to me and said, "Let's do this." And that's go ahead.
Well, when I got your email, I was away for a job, and I read it, and I just had like this shower of shivers, like, this has been waiting to happen, but it never occurred to me. So it was such a such a gift that you imagined it.
I think there's something for me about walking, and my mind works when I walk. And so it came up on a walk the next day, that it'd be more of a national project than just one for around Minneapolis or something. That's how I think a lot of people I know do that. They walk or they swim or they do something, and then they sit down and write or think or build. And then reading your wonderful website made me think this is something that's fated to happen.
I feel like having jumped into this conversation with the project, it occurs to me that we probably should also say something about George's website and where I'm from poem, and its sort of history of use among writing teachers. So, George, would you like to say a little bit about that?
Sure. My poem I wrote in 1993, so back in the old century. And my poem started with a poem written by Joe Carson, who was a dear friend of mine. her poem started with something she heard somebody say. So it really had that pass it on quality from the beginning. And when I had so much fun writing my poem, and I wrote it in a way I'd never written a poem before, which is I made lists of experiences I'm from over a couple of weeks. And then as they begin to develop some affinity for each other, I chose the lines that made up the poem. And this was exciting to find this new way. So I was doing a workshop with teachers. I'm a freelance writer and teacher, so I work everywhere but the mall because the forehead's too high there. But anyway, I was doing this workshop, and this first grade teacher, I read my poem. It's just a list, and they wrote their poem. She was so excited. It was April, and she was April of the first grade. She read her poem to her students, and they wanted to write their own. And and she was so excited by what they did, she sent them to me. And I had thought the idea, I'd teach it to teachers and they might use it. I hadn't thought that you could use it with children that young, and I hadn't thought that it was going to start just feeding itself. Of course, the internet was coming, was becoming more and more ubiquitous, and that's been a big part of it. The way teachers have shared it, and it's gone around the world. I've gotten poems from many different countries, as well as videos where people read their poem and put images from their lives with it. And then as poet laureate, I had a project which was to invite where I'm from all over the state, and then to put them on an interactive map of Kentucky so you can click on the county and the poems from that county come up. And we have 83 counties and 730 poems. And it's very exciting, and it's a 2-year sample of the voices in our time in Kentucky. So, and they're all ages, and some have music and some have dance. And so that was kind of knowing how that worked out made me think when I heard from Julie, but of course, and like Julie, I've been feeling very disheartened and appalled at what's been coming down the Twitter feed and the Congress.
Down the Twitter feed. It's just amazing to me. I started teaching high school in 1992, probably, and then I joined the Writing Project 5 years later, and probably one of the first things that I saw enacted over and over was people introducing themselves and getting to know each other and writing together by using your poem as an example. And it's sort of amazing. I feel like it's always been in my grown-up life. So it's sort of amazing to me to think that it was written in 1993.
In a little black and white speckle notebook, composition book.
Perfect. With lists. That's so great. Go ahead, Julie.
Oh, I just wanted to say one of the things I've been doing lately is I'm teaching elders in elder centers all over the state, and many of them have Alzheimer's. And so what we've been creating is a group I Am From poem, where I give them a topic and we talk, I have them think, and I do a lot of music with this because that triggers the memory. And then we start listing all the things everyone is from. And it's really, really been the most successful topic and theme that I've used with the elders. So I also see the potential for this in all sorts of groups, community groups, after-school programs, youth centers, all of that. And I've done a little of that. I used it with policemen at one point. So it's got that reach that that man said at the workshop. It just gets deep and inclusive,
right,
all in one poem.
And the thing about the group poem is that nobody's line is identified necessarily.
Right.
I have them given to me on post-it notes, and then I assemble something. But we talk about how this is just one way this could be. You know, it could be so many different ways. And
right,
if you're able to put the words up there and let people participate in making the poem, it really is a lesson in that there's no right or wrong way to do it, and that there are almost infinite possibilities.
Yes.
But it is a bonding experience of when that,
oh yeah,
you know, and I'm always kind of in awe of what people share and what I know about these people that I've maybe only been working with for 2 hours or something, but now we have this piece that has given them a collective voice and also points them into the way of working on their own voices and teaching other people, inviting other people to do it.
Yes.
So let's go back to with that vision of people already deeply connected to this poem and this experience of writing and sharing together. And then, Julie, your inspiration for broadening this and making it a national experience. What exactly will be involved in the I Am From project?
Well, I think we want to collect a huge archive of these poems from people now, and I've got a couple from a high school group that said I could use theirs and the elders. And what we started brainstorming about things we could do with these poems, and we talked about anything from a scroll that we wrap around the White House fence, and we obviously can't get in to the house, with I Am From poems on it. That somebody suggested to George, I think, that we have an I Am From filibuster at some point in the Capitol. Yeah. Or then also putting I Am From poems on kind of signs and walking around the mall, the National Mall. So it can go anywhere at this point. It's going to depend on the response and our connections in D.C. Both of us have those to see what we're going to do next.
Well, that,
I think some billboards would be good.
Oh, yeah.
I like that idea. So the culmination is still open, and you're thinking really broadly about that. And in order for you to build these great culminating experiences, you need to collect lots of poems. Anything else, George? What will people be? What do you imagine collecting on your way to this event?
I imagine poems. I also imagine photos of works of art, videos of dance or song. I know there's a theater group in South Carolina that has done a Where I'm From piece that has to do with incarceration as the new slavery of black people. So it could be videos of drama performances. And possibly something like that could be actually brought and staged somewhere in D.C., connecting with this rock, the poetry and activism organization. We were thinking also of reaching out to the new Poet Laureate for suggestions of how we might connect with her and with the Library of Congress. we want to be a, you know, we want to be a presence, and we'd like to have, if there are local readings, we'd like to have videos of those readings, to which can be then presented to the Library of Congress.
Yes,
very nice.
Yes.
A national voice rising up to say this is who we are. We are all this.
Yes.
We come from all this. We offer all this. We contribute all this.
Yeah.
This is who we are.
That's lovely. And it begins to get at my next question, perhaps, which is, why are the two of you doing this?
We can't help ourselves.
Yeah.
That is a great answer.
Yeah, once the idea hit, then, and I think, I don't know about George, but for me, ever since November, I've been searching for some way to respond. You know, I go on the marches and I call my senators and whatever, and that's important, but this just seemed like a unique way, having been an educator and still working in the schools and youth centers and artist studios. This seemed like a way to make a more broad, far-reaching statement. So I think it's part of our local but also part of a national response.
And I think it's in some ways a culmination of this work that we have been doing separately, with the same spirit over many, many years. And I see that bringing this live map of voices together is, it's almost like over the years we've been writing down all these numbers, but we never added them up. And now they're going to be added up, which will magnify what's so moving about them. And whenever you invite a person to express themselves in such a way that they are then able to do it, you have helped empower that person. So on the individual level, what it does to the person who makes the piece is an integral part of what it's about, and of putting our hands on where we're going and what we believe, and making it count.
Yes, I think that's it. And I think it's also that the way, ever since I was a teacher, I taught for 35 years, I've seen the profession change and the demands on teachers change and the emphasis change to a more test-oriented and a score-driven pressure. And I think what I Am From Project also does is remind us really of the basic power of language, again, a personal power. And I feel like teachers feel that's disappearing and they're very frustrated. So this is a way to either reconnect or just connect with that again.
Yeah, that's
And I
want
to
nice.
Say all kinds of teachers. I've had history teachers use it, geography teachers, an art teacher is now doing a project where she has them. She's a ceramics art teacher in high school, and they've made little pots, and then they're going to write a four-line I Am From piece and put it, hold it up and put it in each pot when they
I talked to a culinary art who teaches at Western Kentucky University, and he has his students, when they're in the very first week of the program, write a poem about where they're eating from, you know, a poem about the foods that make them who they are. And then he knows right away something about them, and they jump right into talking about food ways.
Yeah.
And I've done it with music teachers where they, they're where I'm from are full of songs that are song lines that have shaped them. And when they read, they sing those lines.
Yep.
And then people cry.
I know. They cry, yeah.
They do. It's just so it just connects you so deeply with what's essential. And singing does that so physically so well that I thought about getting a shirt that says "Cries well with others."
Oh, I love that! We could totally sell those in the writing project. Speaking of the writing project, I know you have been working much of the spring, both of you, with teachers and young people in a way that draws them into this project. So could you tell us a little bit about how you've been spreading the word and getting people excited about the project this spring?
You want to go first, George?
I think I've just been talking, so how about you go?
Okay. No. What I've been doing is working a lot with teachers and working with some high schoolers. And what I've done is to just bring this idea to them. And within 10 or 12 minutes, a high school student can do this. And then begin to see what it's about and have them read it aloud. And so I've done that every high school I've been in this spring. And I used to do it a lot. Some teachers have already do this, the ones that really want to create a community in their classroom. And so they say if they start with this at the beginning of the year, this poem, and then whatever comes from that, it saves on all sorts of disciplinary time throughout the year. And I love that idea. That if you give kids a voice and give them even a voice in what they're going to learn and how they're going to approach science or history or whatever, and do it as a community, as a family in their classrooms, and then you don't have to deal so much with disrespectful behavior. And teachers tell me this time after time. So I'm really convinced that this is also part of a broader education and pedagogy discussion about how do you connect? And it's about that connection.
I think when a student is allowed to bring his or her real life into the classroom and be present in the way a poem can let you be present, then there's something... there's an opening up, so not so much resistance to being there, or not so much of a mask. I've never heard anybody say what you just said, but that really makes sense to me in terms of behavior. I've been doing teacher workshops. I spoke at an arts advocacy day for Kentucky and talked about it. And we had a Writers Persist evening at the Carnegie Center here in Lexington. And I made the announcement there. I've spoken to public library groups and after done the exercise with after church forums. I just did a week-long retreat where I shared it with two performance poets as well as other writers, but the performance poets are going to, you know, they're going to give it something I could never give it. So it's very exciting to me. And there's going to be in Lexington, if there already are lots of other places, but it's going to be a newcomer school open this fall for immigrant children just coming in, and so I want to go there. I've gone to the international elementary that we have already, but this is K through 12, and I want to go there and offer this workshop maybe to the teachers, and then they can carry it further.
Yes.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, and that's one of the wonderful things too is if you go into a classroom that hasn't done it yet, and then they see the response of the students, I think it really can have a profound change in even how they think about their own students. It's the beginning of that opening up.
Yeah, I agree. I like that. idea of opening up and making room for kids to bring their whole selves to school.
Yes, yes. There was one moment when I went into an alternative high school with students, and there are kids that are asked to leave their high schools because of disruptive
right.
behavior or truancy or whatever, but we went around and we read it, and they don't all know each other very well, actually, because they come from different schools to this
right.
one site. And we finished it, and all of us, and it was very quiet after everybody read. And one student looked up and he said, "This feels kind of like church in here, doesn't it?" Oh yes.
Yeah. That's lovely. Well, I did it with an inner city group in Cincinnati, and this too was an alternative school. So these kids had some tough times and tough behavior reflecting those tough times. But so I presented the exercise, and this one girl says to me, "It's none of your business where I'm from." And I said, "Okay, right about that."
Mm-hmm.
And boy, mm-hmm. she just about set the paper on fire. And when she read it, I could see her feel the power of her words, mm-hmm. and that she had written a poem in spite of herself.
Yeah.
So that was a moment. So I always feel, you know, if they say, you know, if they have another way they want to take it, just go. I mean, that's
yeah,
right.
It's just the nudge to get them connected with something they care about and ready to speak.
And there's actually a spoken word poem on the Facebook page that came from it. It kind of got the one phrase, "I am from," and then he goes off in a real riff, you know, a long
oh, yeah.
and rhythmical involvement with where he's from. And
nice.
And so I think it can just go in any direction as long as you're not rigid about having it be a certain formula.
Right.
For writing about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, who wants a poem to be a formula?
I know.
I mean, there is a template out there, but I didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know some people find it useful, but that's not, I've never used it. I've never found it
no.
necessary. But people
no.
are scared of poetry.
They are.
Right.
And I think some people are afraid of what will come out. When you let them write that question, it's just a hesitancy.
Right.
And what I think we all realize afterwards is, oh, this is a child, you know, a third grader who has a great sense of humor and loves to play football, and she's a girl, you know. I mean, all sorts
right.
of things we didn't know.
So, I know that with all this great work all around and all these schools and young people you've been hanging around writing poems with, you probably have some examples for us. Could you share a poem or two?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
I can read a high school one from Minneapolis. Okay. "I am from Phillips Community, playing outside with neighborhood kids, swinging on the tire in the backyard. I am from eating beans, rice, and tortillas every day of my life. I am from the smell of a Mexican dinner ready to serve on a summer Sunday evening, from the Mexican folk music playing loud in the background. I am from big family get-togethers at the park, eating barbecue dinners with, of course, rice, beans, and tortillas on the side. I am from corner stores, spending money on candy and sweets. I am from the ice cream truck, idling down my block, getting everyone's attention. From the kids, getting in fights on the corners and the childish games we played. I am from playing 60 around the block when it was safe to run around at night. I am from riding my bike to the corner and turning around, headed back to my twin house that I lived in forever. I am from being brought up by a Mexican-American family, going through things I thought I was the only one going through.
Mm-hmm.
I am from my grandma, who used to tell me ghost stories on the couch on Christmas evening. I am from my mother, talking about experiences coming to where she got to today. I am from being new luxed to my brothers, La Diabla from my cousins. I am from being who I was when those days were good to these days right now.
Wow. Well, here's one from an English as a second language class, and not long. I am from Kosovo, tired and scared, war, my house bombed, my family bleeding, red, 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 blood, crying, crying, crying loud, screaming, people dead on the ground, grandparents helped, signed papers, free food, playground, Yugoslavia, now to Lexington, Kentucky, no war, no fighting, no mean neighbors. I am from Lexington, where people wave and smile at me. I am happy now because people are nicer to me than in Kosovo.
Gee.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. All right.
One thing I noticed, too, is when the first person reads, then everyone else wants to read aloud, and I think hearing it come from their own body and their own voice is what is so powerful for each of them. But it only takes one person to start it, and students have said, "Well, I'm not going to read aloud. I'm not going to read aloud," and then they jump right in, you know, after it starts
yes.
going. There's a real momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
you want another one, or are we running out of time?
No, I'd love another one.
Okay, this is a student in temporary detention in Detroit, and this is just part of her poem. I'm from dandelions, from dead doors knocking on me, foster homes closed in my face. I'm from Arkansas, the fall wheat that camouflaged me, and rivers that reflected my face. From the hoot owl that always asked me the question I'm so familiar with. I am from the feet my father used to walk away from responsibility and cried for help.
Oh.
Mm. Well.
Amazing.
And I think as a teacher, how that would open up your perception of this student.
Right.
When you heard those words.
Yes. Yes. And I think that's one of the most profound connections I think that you can create is between you and the student that you're going to see every day of the week, you know.
Right.
And things you don't know about them come up.
Right.
I have another one from a young man in high school. It's a short one. Should I read that, or do we?
I would love it. Why don't you read one more, okay. And then we'll, having gotten people excited, we'll talk about how to get involved.
Okay. I am from all gear. I am from the hood I grew up in. I am from a big family, from the mobsters. I am from the peach cobbler my teacher makes so good, from the ribs that slips through my fingers. I am from the suds I have to bust every once in a while, from the room that I have to clean every day. I am from Illinois, the show-me state, where they get crazy. I am from the womb which my mother carried me in. I am from the lives of my dead homies, ended so suddenly, too soon. I am from the classroom in which I am writing. I am from the jewelry which I wear. I am from the head man himself, Cortez Cooper, whom I miss so much.
Mm. These are amazing. Thank you.
What
so.
I love the juxtapositions when you write, "I am from a big family, from the mobsters," and then right the next line is, "I am from peach cobbler."
I know.
Right.
I know.
My teacher makes yeah. so good. Oh,
yeah.
They are lovely and inspiring. inspiring, and I know people will be listening to this radio show, teachers just getting out on their summer break, but still saying, wait a minute, how can I get involved with that?
Mm-hmm.
So, George and Julie, how are you supporting teachers to get involved with this project?
Just one thing is that we've created, next week my brother is going to help me finish a website, which will go up. Going to the Facebook page, there are a lot of examples now that have been posted of poems that teachers can use. Also, what I'm doing is every person that sends me a poem from their email or even student from their email, I'm making like a directory of everyone that gets in touch with us so we can start letting them know what's coming up. And so they can send questions along about how to keep it going or what's the next step. But also I can put up kind of events and things that are coming up on the website. Both of us can, because we're sharing the website together. So I'm hoping that we'll get an archive maybe of these poems, and then I would think by January or February we've got an idea about what might actually happen in Washington, D.C. I don't know about you, George, about time, but.
Yeah, I'm going to apply for a grant from the Kentucky Foundation for Women, an arts and ed, arts and activism grant to help with whatever we do in D.C. And I'm also going to connect with the Reading is Fundamental program in D.C. because I have worked with them, and they reach so many kids all over the country. I've often spoken to the Kentucky Library Association and the Kentucky Reading Association, so I'm going to reach out to them. I've also seen a book of I Am From poems published by the organization called What Kids Can Do, or WKCD. So I want to reach out to them because they will touch so many students.
Right.
Yes. Yes. And also, I'm in touch with Rethinking Schools and Teaching Tolerance, and hoping that I can put in some kind of notification in there about the project too.
Excellent.
So we'll reach. And Teachers and Writers Collaborative, too. They're a good one.
And NCTE, I think, would be good.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, I have reached out to a number of places, and some have responded and some have not. But it's time to extend that and also to resend to those places I didn't hear from, because I know what it's like when the avalanche falls down the email hole, and sometimes you just can't. Get to it.
Yeah, and I'm doing that with teacher unions now, the national union and the local unions, just because they have all these pages now and different committees that they said they would put the word out. So we'll see how that goes, too.
Nice. This seems like something young people and or families could do outside of school, too. Given any thought to that?
I'm working now at a little neighborhood center with elders, but there are now teenagers, now that school's out, are coming in. And so one thing they've asked is could I do a little workshop with the kids one day?
Nice.
So I'm going to do that. And I think that's an important thing. My thought is to put flyers about this project in the grocery store or community centers or different places where we know people kind of get together. So that would be another thing. And maybe also to suggest that to everyone else. We want to put together a flyer that people can either email or print off.
Nice.
And that'll come, I think, once the website's up.
Great.
I was thinking about going through the network of family resource centers. And I do family literacy night presentations in schools. And one of the things I say to parents is, of course, it's important to read to your kids. That gives them a great foundation and is a bonding experience. But don't forget to tell them your stories. So, because nobody else can do that. And so I think the Where I'm From activity would go right in there, you know, do a family one.
Oh, yes.
An intergenerational poem. And so I think that is a direction I can reach out to families through. And also through, I do things like that at the Carnegie Center here, where they have family reading nights and give away books and so forth. So it would fit in. It would fit in there. And if, you know, what you do this one place and then they tell somebody somewhere and then somebody else does it. And I have a little write-up about kind of a rubric to follow if you want to do this. Maybe it would be good to put that on the website. I hadn't thought about that.
Yes, I think so, for sure.
That seems kind of obvious, but you know how hard it is to see the obvious.
Yeah, I know.
It's obvious when you see it.
You know, one thing that's rather wonderful is on the Facebook page, and it will be on the website too, a woman, I don't know how she heard about this, but she's from Italy, and she connected to me to the Facebook page and to me through the email, and she sent me, there are a whole lot of I Am From poems from her. She teaches Italian to new arriving immigrants and refugees. So they're learning Italian, and they do an Italian I Am From, and she's got even pictures behind each one, you know, photographs. It's really beautiful, actually.
That's lovely. All around the world, ladies.
I know.
Yeah, I got a video from the Ukraine. And I got an email from someone in Vietnam, a teacher in Vietnam.
Well, as I said, Georgiella, I have thought this poem existed in the world forever, and I have seen so many people get to know one another over it, and I'm so excited that the two of you have decided to make this a national project at this time in our nation's history, and I thank you for all your, I thank you, George, for your poem, and I thank you, Julie, for thinking about using it in this way as a way of opening a conversation about who we want to be as a nation. I think that's fantastic. Listeners will be able to find links to the Facebook page and to the website as soon as it's up on nwp.org in the archives of this NWP radio show. And we hope you will continue to keep us posted at NWP so that we can push out information about the project and support teachers and young people to get involved.
Absolutely.
We will.
Thank you so much for the project and for being with me today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day, everyone.
NWP Radio.
You're listening to NWP Radio, a production of the National Writing Project.
NWP. NWP Radio.